This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Soil health practices need to make sense from a financial standpoint as well. We'll have more right after this.
Crop insurance is complex. That's why Farm Credit Services of America delivers full-time crop insurance officers with proprietary decision-making tools. We can sort through dozens of options for a plan that fits your financial and risk management needs. Proprietary tools and unsurpassed expertise deliver greater peace of mind. Discover the difference. Call 800-884-FARM. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We all know that soil health practices make sense from a conservation perspective, but do they also make sense from a financial point of view? This will be one of many topics of discussion at the Practical Farmers of Iowa 2024 Annual Conference, which will be held from January 19th through the 20th. Cover crop pioneer Keith Burns said he'll be providing a comprehensive look at the economic factors behind soil health practices.
And so what we'll be doing is we'll be taking kind of a big picture look at the economics of implementing soil health practices and how that affects a farmer's bottom line. And so we'll be looking at practices like no-till, the adoption and integration of cover crops, and then also an expanded rotation. So if you just go from corn and beans to corn, beans, and wheat, and then what does that allow you to do? How does that affect the bottom line as far as both income as well as opportunities? So we'll be looking at specific things like, you know, the cost of tillage. We'll be looking at the herbicide cost. Does that go up or down? Fertilizer use, does that go up or down? Water, you know, how much water can you save or do you lose, and how does that affect both yield and profitability? We'll be looking at the value of soil organic matter. We'll be looking at how valuable is the soil that doesn't erode away if you switch to some of these soil health practices. And that'll be utilizing some of the good data that Rick Cruz right there in Iowa has gathered with the Iowa Daily Erosion Project.
For more information, visit practicalfarmers.org. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.